Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. You are tuning in to Urban Conversation. This is your host, Miguel Marie, and I see my co-host, the wonderful, sexy Manuel Hill, is actually on time. Say hello.
I was on time last time. I was early this time, though. I was a few minutes early.
Well, see, this is what that's what I call being on time, is actually a minute before.
Right.
How are you this evening?
Oh, I'm doing good. I'm relaxing. No complaints. Have a pretty chill evening.
I can't really hear you too clearly. I don't know if it's on my end or yours. Just keep talking.
I was asking you how was your week.
Okay, something's going on with our connection, but hopefully it's just Blog Talk tripping again and they'll rectify because you're coming in and out. Pretty chill weekend. It's pretty hot where I am, but I think I'm always overheating for some reason. So I got my water with me and I'm sweating as we're doing this. So that's real sexy. Hold on. I'm sorry. All right. So let me get my head in the game. There's a couple of things I want to talk about before we get into our topic, which, as you guys can see, is we're going to be talking about instant gratification, the pros and cons of wanting it now. I want it right now. But before we get into that, a couple of things I wanted to talk about and see what your thoughts were, Manuel. Number one, the Pentagon, I'm sure you've heard, has made the decision to lift the ban for transgenders in the military starting next year. Actually, they will now be able to serve openly in the military as a transgender. And something that I didn't know, and I'm not even sure how they acquired this information, but supposedly a survey they've done of our armed forces shows that there's over 15,000 transgenders. Is that a word? Transgenders? Our transgender people in our military.
Right.
What do you think of that? Any thoughts?
Wow, it's going to have its issues just like anything else. And the military has come a long way from women being able to serve, black people being able to serve, to, now you're homosexuals, if you're gay, you can serve openly. And so, objectively speaking, I guess, it's a step in the right direction, being that we're supposed to be an accepting society, and we're supposed to be humane, and the military is kind of at the forefront. On the flip side, you got to think of the complications that come along with that. I mean, you can separate males and females. You obviously have to, but when it comes to transgender, like, when do you, how do you, and then how do you deal with all the other issues, the social issues that come with it? The military is about a bottom line in most cases. It's about taking orders and and being able to trust the person next to you. When you start to have individuals that don't trust the people that are right next to them, you start to create a problem. So I don't know, the social acceptance that has to take place. You know, the military isn't that black and white anymore. It's not like they're like, okay, well, I'm just going to serve and do what I'm supposed to do. So, I mean, I think it can cause problems. But I don't know. I'll be out of it in a year. I won't be dealing with it soon enough. It's just heavy. It's really heavy.
Yeah, I don't know.
I've been on the recruiting end of it. So, you know, typically when you're recruiting, your demographic, your age demographic is between 18 and, I don't know, 18 and 23. You don't run into that often in that age group. Now, when you get above that is when you start to run into it. So I think what's happening is people that are already in the military that have been serving for X amount of years now get to finally speak up and say, this is how I feel, this is who I am. So on the recruiting end of it, you won't run into it. It's when people start to identify themselves as that and they decide to come out when they have the resources to make those changes. It's just going to be different. It's just going to be strange. I don't know.
Yeah, I think it is definitely, I don't know if it's going in the right direction. It is definitely going in a direction. But, you know, definitely has to be open-minded. But I don't know, this world is, it seems like every week something else is happening and everyone is like, oh, it's a great victory, but I'm not sure about that. I don't know. So, But anyway, you said what?
Yeah. I said a great victory. Yeah.
You said, what do you say?
I said you were saying that, you know, they're treating it as if it's a great victory. I mean, like I said, objectively,
the community is a great victory. I mean, I'm not
right. But you know, when I don't know, man, it's getting these lines are getting so blurred that it's ridiculous.
Yeah, the lines are definitely already blurred.
right.
In our society, we don't have any lines anymore. It's basically a free for all and do whatever feels good for you.
Which
eerily sounds like the occultic, witchcraft, demonic culture, which, you know, they believe like whatever feels good, you know, do it. Do what feels good to your flesh. That's how you should live.
And that's what it's becoming. I mean, and hey, that ties into that instant gratification. Like, if it feels good, just do it. Like, if you want to do it and you can, just do it.
Yeah, don't go there yet. We're going to get into that in a second. So I was a big Whitney Houston fan, as so many people are or were. And, of course, if you've been a Whitney Houston fan, you've been following, or a Bobby Brown fan. I know he has fans, but whatever. If you've been a huge fan of Whitney Houston, you know, since her passing, I think most of her fans have been really, you know, watching what's been happening with her daughter, Bobby Christina. So we know that a few months ago, she was found face down in her bathtub, and she's pretty much been off, you know, in a coma. We don't really have all the specifics, but one of the things that I did notice is that occasionally, from time to time, I would see certain, you know, articles or little reports from these little, you know, supposed news people reporting that the girl is dead and, you know, all of this kind of stuff. And you have to really research. I don't watch the news on the TV. I like to read the news. And, you know, of course, come to find out, she's not dead. And so Tyler Perry, earlier this week, he was regarding all of that, and I thought it was, you know, he said some really good stuff. In case people don't know, you know, he kind of stepped in as a mentor for Bobby Christina after Whitney Houston passed away. He gave Bobby Christina her first acting job on one of his television shows, and he's been really close to the Houston and Brown family. And so he basically, in a very nice and classy way, bashed people for coming out with these false reports. And I want to read the last part of what he said. He said, "It makes me sad to know that everybody wants to be the first to report something awful, so much so that they find it okay to speak death onto those who are still alive. May I ask you all to please show some decency and respect, not only to Chris's family, but also to the other families that are there in this place. Not only is Chrissy at the center, but there are several of the families who are grieving the loss of their loved ones at the same time. It's heartbreaking to think that even in a time like this, this child is still not allowed any peace. I assure you the family will issue an official statement if something changes. Until then, can we just pray for Chrissy and keep her in their family?" I thought that was well stated because, you know, news lies. People, but our culture, from the beginning of time, our culture has been like that we gravitate towards drama and tragedy. Even though everybody says, "I don't want any drama," don't you notice that the stories that have the most drama and the most darkness, that's what gets most, you know, covered? You know, people are, you know, they're right here, you know, to talk about it.
Right. And that's exactly the only thing that I can think of. They don't want the positive side of the story. They don't want anything good to come out of it. It's like we're groomed for that now. We're groomed to expect the worst, and then when the worst happens, it's almost like we celebrate it. I guess it's like the old Roman mob, you know, you feed the mob. You got to feed them the negativity. And we gravitate toward the drama. I don't know what that is. Is that just a human condition? I mean, is that what it is? Because I used to honestly feel that there was a balance. You know, there's some guilty pleasures. You know, even though things might not be quite the right thing all the time, we find ourselves entertained by them. But then, to me, I always thought that there had to be a balance, you know, of good that seemed to. But in this media now and in this culture, it seems that it's almost all drama. It's like the good story almost never ever sees the light of day. And there are so many good stories, and there's always a good story, and there's always a positive side. But we don't want to hear that. We want to hear the negative stuff. Let us just get the dose of negative, and the positive I will get with that at some other time.
I have a Yolanda. I don't know if she left me a clear name. She said, "You need to put your mouth closer to the mic."
Wait, what? Tell me what we worried about what I'm mouth close to.
I don't know what you're speaking into. I guess you're a little. Sorry if I said your name and you don't want to be. You never know when people don't want their name to be spoken or. Yeah, if you inbox me while we're on air and you don't want me to say your name, put that in the message, and then I promise you I will not say your name. So I did say her name, but for future reference, if you just have a statement or a question and you don't want your name spoken, just say it in the inbox. It's all good. Anyway, so get closer to the mic, Manuel, or whatever your phone, whatever. Okay, you know, we know that Caitlyn Jenner came out and we talked about it a little bit. She got the Emmy Award. She did. I actually watched her speech from beginning to end. Some of it had me like a little teary-eyed. I mean, she Bruce, Caitlin, you know, still a human being, and it was still, you know, I don't know what to think about it, but her son, Brody Jenner, you know, he's coming out with the show, and he was on the talk, and I just thought it was so odd. Someone told me about it, so I pulled up the clip on YouTube. I don't watch a lot of TV, so I didn't see the show, but I pulled up the clip, and he was talking, and he said it was interesting because he said he has a better relationship with Caitlyn than he did Bruce. And I'm just like, so when you, does it like alter your entire personality and mentality when you trans when you go over to the other sex? Because, like, why? I don't know. Please inbox me or get on our page if you have any insight into the transgender world. I'm not trying to be offensive. I just don't know. So I'm just wondering how his relationship is now better with his dad, who's now a woman.
I think the only thing that I can or we can relate it to, because we neither one of us are going down that path. Yeah, I'm not, and I don't believe you are. And I've never known anybody personally that, you know, has been on that path. But the only thing I can find that would be relatable is being yourself, you know. And anybody who cannot be themselves is not really, you know, they're not at their optimum. They're not maximizing their potential. And that's being a father, you know, being a person, being an artist, being a diligent worker, you know, whatever. When you're not yourself, and he feels that he hasn't been himself over the years, then perhaps that's the difference. And I guess, you know, his son saying that he has a better relationship with him is because now his father, who is a father, mother thingy, I don't know, but I know that sounded terribly ignorant. I guess now that Bruce is Caitlin, which is who Bruce wanted to be and feels that he has always been, he's now a better person, and if he's a better person, then he's, you know, I guess the relationship is better. It's confusing as hell. Well, why couldn't this dude just be a dude and the SB just go ahead and go to Serena? You know, why? I don't get it, but it is what it is.
Yeah, you made a good point, though, and I can definitely see that. And I thought about that in all seriousness. You know, when you are being true to who you are, you overall, you're just a better, you know, you're a better person. You are your better self. So, I mean, I get that Bruce, who is now Caitlin, you know, obviously is at more, you know, is at peace with herself, you know, but... I would be struggling if my dad, like, you know, I'm like dad all my life, and then I gotta start calling him Betty or something. I'm like, yo, dad, you keep not being yourself. No, I'm kidding. That would just be so, you know, so I applaud the family for, you know, being supportive, I guess. That would just be strange to me.
I mean, I guess we, you know what it is, I guess, like, we're not in it, so we don't know. We can only, you know, imagine. But, I like I said, if I'm going to try to at least be objective and think about it, you know, what if their father all these years has been like that estranged parent? You know, and something was always, you know, when you deal with somebody who's estranged, they always seem to be off or not there, or, you know, it's just something's off. Even though they're doing the best they can, something's just always off. And then once that weight is lifted, and this is the weight that's been lifted, I guess, he's a different person. He's who everybody's like, wow, okay, now we see who he really is. But I don't know. I mean, certain things are for certain people to deal with.
That's awesome that you have such an open mind to the transgender community.
Oh, God, it's difficult. You know what? I've been striving for, like, I can be objective enough. Now, if you ask me personally how I feel based on my subjective viewpoint to my own biases, then I'm saying, no, what the hell? Like, what is this, dude? You know, just chuck it up, be a man, and shut up. We don't want to deal with all that. But
yeah, I mean, we can all. You know, I could do that, too. I try to be objective. And, you know, at the same time, yeah, I'm just going to be honest and say it would be difficult. It's so difficult to see Bruce Jenner as Caitlyn. Like, he was, like, an American hero.
He was a manly man, like, of the 80s and even before that. And then even, like, he was the man. He was the sports guy of the world. Like, not just in pop sports, but of the world. So it's like, this has been like, I didn't see this. I wasn't as aware, but I didn't see this coming, and a lot of people didn't see it coming. So it's really strange. It's odd. That would be like, I don't know, somebody who I'm watching now. I mean, I guess like Michael Jordan comes out and decides he wants to be Michelle Jordan, and like, what in the world? Like, dude, why? Like,
that would,
I,
it would be It would be like you coming out and like women. Check this out. So she still likes women, but she just identifies as a woman. So it's not like she's gonna be getting down with dudes. So it literally is like a manly heterosexual guy that you know. That would be you, Manuel. You have the kids and the family, marriage and all that. Mm-hmm. And then somebody like. And then you're, like, big. You're tall. Like, Bruce Jenner is, like, a giant. So that's, like, you coming out, like, hey, you guys. Okay, I don't want to do a voice because somebody's going to get upset. But that's what you say. Please call me Amber now, but I still like women. Like, what the hell? I'd be like,
and that's the thing, when we try to understand it, where you know they say, you know, that those things which we don't understand, we usually, you know, kind of divide ourselves from and find fault in. But it's only natural because we don't understand that. So it's like we want to identify sexuality with the gender role that he's saying, and they're saying, well, that's not one and the same. And when they break it down, I can see
how he identifies himself as a person, and it's not, doesn't have a bearing on his sexual preference. I get that. I mean, but it's kind of an easy joke. It's kind of like, I get that. He identifies as a heterosexual woman, but he's a man. Mm-hmm.
I don't know. And I remember when I promise you, when I was 19, 20, I would not have took this story and been able to think about it and process it and then give a point of view on it that I can today. Back then, it would have just been the most disgusting thing. I'd have been shouting it from the rooftops. He needs to burn. He should be beat. This, that, and the third. You know, just a young mind that was, it was just a different state of mind back then. I don't know.
I definitely have tolerance for people who, you know, who are in, you know, alternative lifestyles and different belief systems. Even if I don't completely understand, I've always been, you know, I'm not for bashing people or definitely not causing them any harm simply because, you know, they like to do some stuff that I don't get, but. You know, it's an interesting topic, and it definitely has people talking about it. So, you know, and my heart really goes out to, you know, the young people that are dealing with this. And that was one thing that she talked about in her speech. You know, it was just, you know, there's several people that kind of were high-profile stories that got a lot of media coverage, you know, transgender teens that had committed suicide earlier this year. So, you know, when you hear about that, when it's a kid and, you know, are they being beat up or bullied, you know, I have no tolerance for that. That's crazy.
Okay, so what do you think about now? Like, there's a reality show or there's some show about these children who are transgender. Now, listen, I'm sorry, but none of my children.
So what is this show? What is the show?
I don't know. It's I would have to look it up. But there's a show out on television now where children are identifying as transgender, and the parents are doing what they can to make that transition for their children. Man, look, I don't give a damn what any of my children say. I'm not entertaining that idea, that thought. I don't care about that. Like, that's just ridiculous.
Yeah, I think when they're a child, as a parent, as me being a parent, you know, my son is grown, but as a parent, I don't think that if my kid came to me at such a formidable age, saying that they felt this way, that I would, you know, assist in them transitioning. I definitely think that I would make sure that their environment, you know, such as school, and activities, that they weren't being subjected to, you know, any bullying. But you're still, you know, as a kid, you know, their mind, your brain is still developing. You're not even completely, you're not even processing thoughts, you know, in an optimal, rational way. So for you to be able to make such a, a life-changing decision at that young age. I couldn't. I would support them and love them. And, you know, if they still felt that way at 18, then, you know, hey, we're going to go to church and have a shit. And I'm going to fast and pray. Oh, Jesus. Okay, let's get off of that, because that just gave me, like, oh, God. I can't imagine a parent that has to go through that. That would have to be really, really difficult. All right. Anyway, tonight we're talking about instant gratification, the pros and cons of wanting it now. Are there even any pros to wanting something now?
Like, I think it can be, because it can drive ambition. It can drive ambition. If you want something, you want to achieve. If I say I want this now, like I want it at this moment, I guess to a certain degree it can drive a person to go forward as hard as they can now, but the reality, like there's a certain reality that has to set in that, you know, a person, like instant gratification, it depends on what it is we're talking about. And I think sometimes when people apply it across too many things in life, that it's just impossible in some cases, and in some cases, it's okay, but...
Okay, well,
I guess you have to know when.
I don't think there's any pros to instant gratification, especially in business, because I know, you know, having my own and you know, you have to have a mentality that's going to you know, promote longevity, and longevity takes discipline. And people that tend to teeter on wanting instant gratification are typically not the most disciplined individuals. You know, you look at fitness for one, and people want to get a pill, they want to pop a pill, and they want to, you know, or they want to go get the fat sucked out. Those are people that don't have discipline. When you know, discipline and instant gratification are opposite. So my thing is, I don't really see, you'll have to enlighten me on if there really is, you know, pros to that, because all I see are the negatives. I don't see it promoting anything that you know, it's kind of, you know, it's like an entitlement in, you know, mentality. I want it right now. It's like right now means you don't work for it. You know, you don't have to put in the effort. Hunger, you know, is okay, because hunger can drive you, you know, drive your discipline. But wanting something right now, you're typically going to quit if you don't get it, and everything worth getting, you know, you have to work for.
I think. Well, okay, I'm gonna use a scenario. Where instant gratification becomes appealing is when you're in the moment, and the moment requires an instant result. So if you're in a moment,
give me an example.
Let's just say. I want to use something other than sex, but I'm going to use a sex analogy.
No, we love sex on the show. Go ahead. But I hope you can't tie instant gratification for sex, because that would be like a quickie.
No, not a quickie. But sometimes, yes, sometimes that's all that in the moment they just want to get it in, boom, real quick. We got a few minutes, let's get it in. In those moments, it's okay. But there has been some work established, obviously, because if you're in a relationship that you and a significant other has worked toward, y'all have established, y'all have that chemistry, that longevity, and that all that other stuff, there are moments in that you do go for the instant gratification. Your woman's sitting here, you want her now. You don't want to wait until dinner's finished cooking, you know. So, you know, spontaneity, that's where instant gratification can kind of sort of be, you know, be identified with spontaneity. It's like, we want this, we want it now, let's do it. That's when it's okay, you know, because you're not trying to achieve a goal that requires, you know, long-term sacrifice and whatnot, because there has already been some sacrifice in order for you to get to that place with a person where instant gratification is okay in that moment. And I think that's what I would tie it to. I would tie it to something that you've already put in some work, and now you want to see some results. And you feel like you can demand those results at that moment. That's when instant gratification kind of like, okay, you know, you can go for that right now. But I'm just talking. But if we talk about everyday life, you know, you use fitness being a good example. You know, business is also a good example. With love and relationships, that's a good example. You just can't think that I like this person likes me, we're getting married tomorrow and having kids. It doesn't work like that. But
really?
The way society...
It doesn't work like that?
It doesn't, but with the way society is...
It works like that for some people.
Yeah, we live in a McDonald's drive-through society where we expect to go, literally drive-through, drive-by, 24 hours. We can get the news when we want it. We can get food when we want it. You know, everything is at our fingertips and within a press of a button or a phone call or whatever. And so we're starting to identify that with the things that really matter, the things that really take work. And people are getting those things messed up. Young people, I see it all the time, are looking at celebrities and athletes and looking at the status that they have and assuming, well, because they're my peers in age, I want to be on their level. Not thinking that, okay, those athletes and those celebrities, those stars, those musicians, they put in work all their lives. It just so happens that they've done it in an earlier stage in their life, and they're sitting there, you know, enjoying the results of that. But, you know, they don't want, nobody sees that. People don't see the work. They just see the results, and that's...
Okay, one thing you said that I was like, okay, you know, spontaneity is a good thing. You know, occasionally, I mean, everybody needs to be spontaneous, you know, at one point in time in their life. So I do agree with you there. Like you say, oh, let's just, you know what, let's just fly to Hawaii, like, you know, or whatever crazy thing, you know.
Right.
Those moments that keep, you know, life exciting and keep life,
right,
keep things moving, I could see that. Like, yeah. But, you know, when it's connected to spontaneity, I can't
right.
really see in anything else. Like, even like, I mean, our society, we definitely are in an instant gratification society. Like, our food, you know, the fast food industry is just ridiculous with how much money that industry brings in, you know. And then you have the frozen foods, you have the stuff you can pop into the microwave, and, you know, you just inundated with, you know, here, you know, do it quicker this way, and this is, you know, but I don't know. I mean, all that stuff, you know, it's not healthy for one. Like, you got to cook your food. But, you know, I'm into fitness, so I'm like, yeah, I mean, it's convenient sometimes, but it shouldn't be, you know, it shouldn't be the lifestyle.
Right. I you're absolutely right. But it is becoming the lifestyle for some.
Yeah, because you have to. I'm laughing at inbox messages. What did you just say?
No, I said it is becoming the lifestyle now. And I think, when coupled with certain things, I remember at one point I was going to school and working two jobs, and my father had noticed, you know, I seemed to be a little bit more tired than normal. I mean, I was working two jobs, going to school, and he just asked me, you know, what are you eating? And I remember telling him that I don't know, because I had been, like, on a fast food diet for, like, 3 weeks, because it was going to work, stopping and getting something, coming home. Going to work, going to school, stopping and getting something to eat. And I just was not, there was no moment was I taking the time to actually sit down and eat real food. But because it had become such a convenience for me to just grab something on the go, you know. And so, you know, that's that, like you said, with the fast food and the processed food, it's so convenient to just stop somewhere and get something out of a drive-thru or pop something in the microwave real quick and keep it moving. But we have to kind of slow down, you know, because the world isn't going anywhere. I mean, it's going to be here tomorrow, but sometimes we just get caught up in the rat race. And, you know, what else do we think we have? And we think we got to move faster than we have to sometimes.
You're cutting out a little bit, but, yeah, when you're you know, a good point that you brought out is that, you know, you're eating the fast food, and everything that's convenient for us isn't good for us. And,
right.
You know, we can definitely utilize that ideology in all aspects of life. Like, you know, some things we hold on to in life because they're convenient and they're easy. You know, there are people in our lives that we do that with, and you know,
right.
In situations, or you know, stay at a job that, You know, yeah, it's paying the bills, but you don't enjoy it. It's not, you know, your life, you know, seems to be in this, you know, spiraling, you know, downward, you know, and just everything just seems to, you know, just off kilter. So, you know, you have to remember that, like, just because it's quick or just because it's convenient and it's easy to access doesn't mean that it's something that I need to keep in my space or even put in my space, you know? So,
I have myself been caught up in the in those moments of instant gratification. You know, I mean, and you do realize, like you said, some people, that convenient individual or situation is not good for you. And if you dabble in it for too long, you can definitely end up in some bad situations. You know, it was always taught to me coming up that if it seemed too easy and too convenient, maybe something was wrong with it. You know, you look at situations like that. So you want to have some discipline about you. One of the things that I remember when I was coming up was, you know, you had to be leery of girls or young ladies that were always so eager to give it up, right? And, you know, when I got a little bit older, you know, I knew a young lady who was I don't mean to laugh, this isn't funny, but she would meet guys, and not too long after meeting them, she would, you know, invite them, hey, you know, she was a very attractive girl, hey, you know, come on back to the hotel with me, meet me at the hotel or whatever. And then when guys would show up to meet her, you know, she had other guys that were setting guys up to be robbed. Now, what they were doing was terrible, setting people up, but they were taking advantage of those people out here who are seeking instant gratification. Guy meets girl on a Monday, she's talking about coming to the hotel on a Tuesday, and then he's getting robbed and he's broke on Wednesday, and they got their pockets filled. I mean, it's like, it's people that feed off of that. And see, that's what society does. Society feeds off of those that seek instant gratification. There's a market for those that, you know, seek instant gratification. Obviously, it's a multi-billion-dollar industry on every level, on every single level that we can think of, food, sex, entertainment, anything and everything that we can think of. There's a market for those who partake in so much instant gratification, and the results are there. It's a money-making thing. I need to find a way to make money off of somebody else's instant gratification. How about that?
Really?
Yeah. Thought about it. At one point I considered... I think I could be like an escort. No, like being like a little male escort.
You're gonna be the escort.
Yeah. Old women who just don't have nothing left. You know, rich women.
Wait a minute. I'm trying to make sure that I'm hearing you correctly. Are you going to run escort business? Or are you gonna be an escort?
No, I would be the escort. I would pimp myself.
And what services? Yeah, right. Provide for your clientele exactly?
Depends on how much they're paying. Depends on how much they're paying, baby. Depends on how much. If they
how much,
the right thing,
how much are you going to charge?
I'm going to have an hourly rate. You know, you have your hourly rate. You know, if it's a date, you know, if it's just a date, you're
what
going
about,
with her to it.
What about for the whole day and the whole night?
Whole night? Oh gosh, I'm gonna need about.
Listen, let me clarify it for you. So they're gonna get you. Let's say they hire you from 10 a.m. and they have you until 10 a.m. the following morning. So they have you for the whole 24 hours. So what is the cost that you're going to charge, and what are the services that you're going to render? Because that's important information to know.
Okay. Now, if it's just company, let's just say we go where she wants to go, we do what she wants to do, minus any sexual interaction, and limited to...
Hold on, wait.
These are my two rates. I got two rates. My one rate is we go where you want to go, we pretty much do what you want to do, and there's no sexual interaction. We can spoon, we can cuddle. I'll spend the night. That's that rate. That rate, I'm gonna charge you about $400. I'll take $400 for that. That's a whole day. That's a whole 24 hours. $400.
You are so short, buddy.
Hold on, wait. Now, if I gotta give her the goods. Hold on.
If you give up the goods, what is it, $450?
No. The price goes up to $1,000 for the goods. If I'm giving up the goods, I'm gonna need a cool grand, and this is why. Now I can change my rates depending, huh?
Wait, listen. You need me to help you with your business plans. Number one, you're mostly underselling yourself, and you don't want to do that. You want to have like an upper scale type of clientele. You don't want Mona from around the corner.
I'm kind of cheap. I'm just saying.
Slutty old cheating. What is $400 for 24 hours?
That's cool. Yeah, listen, Miguel. Yeah. I don't come from a whole lot, I'm cool with just there being a $400 for 24 hours. I don't have to do anything but just be company. But if I gotta be the plumber, then I'm gonna need a thousand for that.
What?
Yeah. if we gonna be intimate.
That what wasn't me, by the way, but it's so cool. Hold on, let me do it again.
that would be $1,000. You know what I'm saying? And then I think I would have a sliding scale depending on the level of attraction. You know, because listen, if I gotta muster it up, if I gotta struggle to, like, if I'm looking over there and she's just looking like,
she's struggling in the face.
Yeah, she's just struggling, you know what I'm saying? And I'm like, okay, this is going to cost you definitely $1,000, no matter what. But then it's just kind of like, okay, I can see myself doing this. I might give her a little discount, a good-looking woman discount, or a fair-looking woman discount.
The inbox said, that's not fair. You should not change your prices just because the woman makes ugly.
See, you can feel how you want to feel, but people know what they're working with. It's men out here who got to purchase, and it's men who don't, based on what they're working with. So some of the prices go up for those who, it just is what it is. I would definitely do it.
I just feel like $400 for the night is just,
That's because you're a woman. See, you're a woman, and you find something like that so valuable. I'm a man. It's like, I might be underselling myself, but I don't know. I really don't.
You're so. So you probably could do a side hustle and be like an escort. I should help you so that I can get a cut in that.
Oh yeah. I already told you. If you want to do it, we can go into business. I mean, I can't do it now. I have to finish up what I'm doing now with my current career. But yeah, part time. I think I can do it.
It could be a side hustle. We could fit it in.
Right. Part-time. A part-time escort. That's not a bad gig. I'm just saying.
I need, probably pull your brother in, too. He's cute.
Ain't nobody going to pay for that. He's kind of broken. Ain't nobody going to pay for that. He came out of the military. He's kind of got a bad back. Ain't nobody paying for something that's broke. Like, you got to see it at least work.
That's so messed up.
I remember that. I'm charming you. I make your ex-husband jealous. Like, you want to go where you want to go? You want to go to meet family, friends. You want to go to your job functions. Christmas. Now, holidays, that's going to be more expensive. Christmas parties, New Year's parties, public events where I got to really be seen. You want me to take pictures with you? I'm going to have different packages, depending on how much I got to do.
You have some serious issues. You realize that, right?
I know, but see, instant gratification sells, and that's what they want. They want instant gratification. They want a man for the night.
I kind of feel like that it went completely away from instant gratification. Like, you're an escort. I can't hardly say that word. It's so weird. like score. You have certain words that you like. You have to like mentally like slow down for a second just to be able to pronounce it. I know I'm not the only one. No.
No. I am too. No. You need those words that you have to think about before you can say them.
I don't really have to think about it. I kind of have to. You know, my mind goes as quick as you talk, and you talk really fast. So my mind. You know, you're like a quick talker. That's how my mind works. And sometimes when I'm about to say pretty much that word, I don't think there's too many other words. But that one has always been like, I don't know, escort. Okay.
Escort. Yeah, I imagine, see, this is the thing. I would benefit from it. I'm pretty sure you're going to meet some interesting people. You're going to get some nice gifts. You're going to travel some places. You're going to do some things and have some experiences that you might not have had before. You know, somebody might want to book me for a whole week. So you're going to book me for a week at $1,000 a day? I'm doing pretty good. That's a pretty sweet deal. You know, that's 10 grand for 2 weeks or something? I'll take it.
Yeah, we should do that. We should sell you.
Right. All right, we're gonna come up with a business plan and kind of market the whole idea. Right.
Yeah, you know what? We sell you to the wrong one. We may not ever see you again. Bye. We don't know. You ever see that movie Misery?
Oh my God! Yes, of course I did. Oh God, that's awesome.
Ankles all busted. That might be crazy woman's basement. While you playing? she might get some of the chocolate. Not want to give it back, so.
Right. Now, on the flip side, where I think instant gratification really is damaging is when we talk about relationships and everybody wants everything up front based on potential. You know, I mean, you and a guy or me and a woman, you know, we see everything. There's all this possibility and we can see it going the length, and then instantly the guy wants everything that the woman has to give, sexually, emotionally, physically, whatever, and vice versa. The woman meets a guy, there's a mutual interest, there's some chemistry, and she immediately wants everything, sexually, emotionally, financially, whatever. I think we get into that so many times where people ruin a good thing because they don't let things grow and just evolve the way that they should. I mean, that's really prevalent now. Everybody wants it right now.
Yeah, so have you experienced that?
Yeah, I have. But that's the thing. I don't succumb to that kind of pressure. I've never been one that has been like that when it came to a relationship with anybody. I've never been like that. I've always realized that.
You cut out for a second.
No, I'm saying I've always kind of at least realized that it took some work. You know, no matter how good things seem that they could, I mean, how good things seem that they would be, I've always kind of said, you know what, everything comes with some work, some sacrifice, and some patience. I just won't deal with somebody who doesn't, you know, understand that themselves. You know, you meet a woman and it's instant access to everything in your life right away. You know, like, no, it just doesn't work like that. And I've dealt with that before on the dating scene, and that's not fun. So, you know, absolutely not. I wouldn't tolerate that.
I feel so bad for you. Did you say no, I don't?
No, you just want to whore me out as soon as possible. That's what you already write up this business plan, so you can get your cut.
Hold up, players. I'm just tripping tonight, people. I'm so sorry, but I'm not. No, I don't want to. Did you say I want to hold you up?
Yeah, no, not hold me. Hold me. Pour me out.
I want to do what to you?
I said you want to pour me out. Basically, sell me to the highest.
Okay, that's you said I want to whore you out. That's what I said, right? If not,
yeah.
Did I say something else?
So you said you want to hold me out, I think. I think you used the ghetto tongue term.
You know, I don't know how to do the lingo and all this. Okay, so whore you out. No,
I just want to
sell you to the highest bidder. If you guys,
what's your cut? What is your cut going to be? I need to know that.
I'm gonna do 20% because that's basic.
20? Damn.
Yes, because if I am pulling you the clientele, you know, women that you know are reputable and that have the money to pay, I deserve a 20% cut. I get it that you might have to slang a little, you know. You have to do the work, but I'm also, you know, look at me as your the back office, and
right,
that's
right.
Really where all the concrete work takes place. Now, so that's what I would do.
Well, you know, you can't be the seller of a service or product without experiencing or testing out that service or product. You know how that works, right? I'm just saying. So I'm not saying get high off your own supply, but you got to at least make sure that, you know, it's sellable. So how do you plan on making sure I'm a marketable commodity? How do you make sure that I'm worth selling? You know, are you going to partake or are you going to somebody whose opinion you trust come along and say, hey, test that out for me. Tell me if this is sellable. Is this something that I can sell? I'm just saying, you can't just, you got to do some market research, girl. You got to find out if this product is worth any good. I'm just saying.
What would you prefer? Would you prefer that I got someone that I trust that could give me the information that I needed? Or, you know,
maybe you and someone you trust. Both like a duel, a three. What do they call that thing with two women and a man? What do they call that these days? I don't know the lingo.
Oh, you don't know what they call that? You don't know what they call that?
Nah. I don't know.
You don't know what they call that? What is that thing?
I don't know. But when it's market research, what is that? Is it a team observation? Team experimentation, I don't know what it is. Whatever it is, I'm just trying to make sure we make the right decision, make a good business decision.
Oh, you want me to make a good business decision? You're looking out for me now.
Yeah, you can't put your name on something. You can't make this Legale Marie, you know, you can't put your name on it and it's just some ratchetry you slinging out here. No, nobody's going to want that. They're going to come back to you complaining. Like, we need a refund. We need something. We need something back because this wasn't, you know, you gotta make sure it's good.
If I tried it out, you wouldn't want to give it out to anybody else. So that wouldn't be
good. It's all business. We gotta treat it like business. If you're gonna be a madam, you gotta treat it like business. You can't try to keep the product for yourself. God,
no,
what is that?
I said you. I didn't say me.
Oh.
I said if I tried it out, you wouldn't want to give it to anybody else, and I'm not going to pay for it.
No, you're not paying. You're testing for those who will pay.
Hold on. She said, you guys are seriously a mess, but I'm over here dying laughing. Thank you. We want you to live, though. But no, I'm saying if I tried it out, I don't think, you know.
Maybe. I don't know, man. We're gonna have to line up. That's what we're gonna do. Have some people inbox you who are willing to try out the product, and then, you know, I guess we need a panel of how many we say, like maybe five, a vote of five.
We didn't say
six.
That's you said six. What are we doing now?
No, I'm saying we need some. We need about ten testers. You know, 10 testers that are going to test the product, and then and then they're going to rate the product. And if the product is selling, if they give it at least a 10, or no, if they give it at least an 8, right?
So you're gonna work over 10 people?
Yeah, but this will all be free. This is just field analysis. This is just field analysis. We just trying to figure out if it's sellable. No, that's a good idea. No?
That's so nasty.
I'm a visionary. And I'm going to sacrifice myself for the greater good of your 20% and 50%. I'm willing to sacrifice myself.
Well, I don't want any parts of that 10 people panel discussion. for the record, I'm not even trying to be in all of that. What are gonna have scorecards and no. No, you gotta up your self respect. You said what?
You said I gotta up my self respect. I don't have any decency. That's so true. So true.
I believe you have decency. I know that you're clowning. Just for the listeners, I hope Manuel is clowning. If you feel that you're
tell somebody to try me with $1,000 proposition to see how serious I am.
I don't think that's legal.
Only for company. They're only paying for company.
I don't think you can solicit.
Oh, my bad.
Someone to pay for sex from you on air.
We're gonna get kicked off Blog Talk. We're gonna get banned.
I don't think you can do that. But anyway, you can find him on Facebook, Manuel Hill.
Oh God.
If you'd like to hire him for the night, contact me actually, because I need to get my 20% cut from that first. And then we'll set that up. And will they have to get your plane ticket as well? I think so. So the $1,000 is the fee, but then the traveling expenses is.
They gotta assume all that. Right. I'm not.
Yes. So that's in addition.
right. All you gotta do is pay for a bus ticket, plane, train, automobile. It don't gotta be too expensive. Just pay for the cost.
A bus ticket, really? See, I can't work with you. I need somebody that wants to up the scale a little bit more than that. You talking about bus tickets and you give me the route, I'll walk to you. No, we're not. That's not gonna get you the right one. I'm gonna pray for you though.
Oh man, I might need that.
I don't even know. I think the consensus is that wanting instant gratification is the majority of the time it's unhealthy, and definitely you can't have that mentality for business or in relationships, like you pointed out. So the only thing that I agree that instant gratification is sort of a cool component to have is in conjunction with spontaneity and occasionally just getting out of the norm. But other than that, like fast food and microwavable food and all that stuff that our society is consuming, all that stuff is not good.
You've never had a but it goes to so many simple things. Like as a kid, I remember, I don't know how many people have done this, but shoplifting, like that's a young kid's instant gratification. They don't want to go ask mom and dad, because mom and dad are going to say, wait until your report card comes out, and wait until this. And the kid is like, well, I don't want to wait. I'm just going to go grab what I want out of the store and shoplift. That's it. And I know coming up, me and my brothers, it's definitely not nothing to brag about. When we had little shoplifting things, we went to the stores and grab what we could until one of us got caught, and then that was just a bad situation. But that's another place where wanting what you want now as opposed to being willing to wait for it for whatever the reasons are that you have to wait always leads to negative results. I have not yet to see it lead to one thing positive, ever.
So you don't feel like instant gratification is a good attribute either.
Not when we're talking about most things that are worth having take some work. Again, when we pair it with spontaneity, that's awesome. That's fun. We can roll with that, and that's what we're totally in agreement on. And that's really the only way I see it as being something that can work. Outside of that, I can't think of anything that it works in. At all. I just don't. Not at all. it always comes. I mean, because you might get lucky in some scenarios where you go for that instant gratification and it doesn't have an effect on you, but it's like spinning the barrel and it's playing Russian roulette depending on the circumstances. So you just got to be willing to put in the work and wait for whatever it is that you really want or whatever you think you want, unless your lifestyle is to live a lifestyle of instant gratification. I do think that the results will be dire. I don't think you'll live a long life, or I don't think you'll be ultimately happy constantly living a life where all you're doing is going from instant gratification or instantly gratifying situation to the next. I cannot possibly see that as being a good life.
No, I think people need to, cultivate a lifestyle of discipline. And, you know, that carries over into, you know, all aspects of life. If you can, you know, first start with the mind, and being disciplined in our mind and realizing that, you know, everything, you know, takes work. And it's not something that's just going to come, you know, easy. And when we can do that, you know, that will carry on into, you know, relationships and business and everything else. So discipline. That's what I'm all about. Okay. I had a distraction. Sorry. All right. Wow. Okay, so any final thoughts on that, Manuel?
No. I'm seriously going to take this my new side hustle into consideration. I'm going to see what I can do.
As long as I can get 20, you know, if you want me as a business manager, I'm just saying I can get you to work.
Right. You know, I do think. I mean, we might have to go into partnership. You know, we might have to discuss that 20%. We might have to get that down to like 15. You know, your rates are a bit steep. But you know what?
That's non-negotiable. It's not going to go down. See, you're so cheap. What are you doing? You want to undercut me on my percentage, but yet you want to sell yourself beneath your worth.
Are you going to provide security?
Am I going to provide what?
Security, like you got to make sure you got to provide. You got to.
Yeah, I'm gonna make sure you are safe and yes. You're gonna do a whole nine. You're gonna make sure women aren't crazy.
Hey,
When it's time for you to get up out of there, we're gonna make sure you get up out of there.
Nice. Okay, you know what? You know, I'm gonna trust you. You're 20%. I'm gonna trust you on that.
So you ready to do?
Hey, I'm gonna go. I'm drawing up a business plan as we speak right now. I'm getting ready to go online and start doing my little research and seeing what the rates are out here, you know. And then I'm seeing, you know, I got to make sure I'm on rate, you know, market rate. I'm gonna give a discount based on the market, you know. So if dudes are out here charging, yeah, I'm gonna undersell myself.
I think I have your first customer.
Wait, what? Oh. I hope you're joking. No, I mean, I don't know. They're talking about a grand.
I don't think she is. She said, don't wait. Don't try to back out now.
Oh, man.
If I can share the. I know she's joking. I don't know. Are you joking? Because please inbox him if you're not joking. Because I don't know.
Was this a bidding show? What is that? I don't know what just happened.
You might be starting a bidding war, so you need But we're out of time anyway. But just for the record, Manuel Hill is not for sale. I know that some have gone on his page and looked at his picture, and you really wanted to hire him, but he's not an escort. This was all in fun, joking. So please don't take the last 2 minutes of this show seriously. And don't offer him money for sex, because that's illegal, I might say. Okay. But we appreciate you tuning in. Make sure you join the conversation again on next Sunday at 9 p.m. Eastern, and we will talk to you then. Say bye, Manuel.
All right, y'all. You guys have a good night.
All right, good night.